This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The effort to identify the bodies found inside a Penrose funeral home is much further along than one might expect. According to the El Paso Coroner's Office, Dr. Leon Kelly, 150 of the 189 bodies found inside returned to nature funeral facility have been positively identified. Kelly said his team, with the help from other medical examiners across the state, worked in 12-hour shifts for 7 days in their efforts to inform anxious families. The examiners also looking at fingerprints, x-rays, dental records, pretty much every technique available in order to bring those families some type of closure.
I can say that we are exhausting every in existence scientific and investigative ability that we have to identify every single one of these people. But it is challenging work.
With an estimated 39 bodies remaining, that work is now shifting gears. Dr. Kelly says those bodies, some of which have been stored in Penrose for years, will need more forensic work and could take months to identify. Families are still being urged to fill out an FBI questionnaire if they haven't already. And you can find a link on that about that form. You can find that at KRDO.com. A woman is facing charges after stabbing in Colorado Springs. Police announced the arrest of Elizabeth Knoll yesterday. The stabbing happened Monday on East Las Vegas Street, and the female victim was transported to the hospital. Investigators recognized Knoll from the description given by the victim and arrested her at a homeless campsite yesterday. She's charged with first-degree assault and other charges. A Colorado Springs man pleading guilty to one charge related to the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, Jonathan Grace entered a guilty plea on Tuesday to one count of assaulting, resisting, and impeding officers on January 6. Grace repeatedly used his body to push against the officers trying to keep rioters out of the Capitol that day. And there are no reports of injuries after a vehicle crashed into a restaurant yesterday morning. Colorado Springs police say the driver fell asleep in the parking lot of the IHOP at Chestnut and Fillmore and hit the gas pedal, causing the car to slam into the building. The restaurant sustained minor damage in that crash. Authorities said the driver was detained, but for reasons that were not connected to this crash. And finally, the superintendent of Pueblo School District 60 is planning to retire at the end of the current school year. Charlotte Mascolano announced this week that she plans to end her career in the district on July 1st. She spent 31 years working as a teacher, principal, administrator in the district. The district is planning to begin a new search for a superintendent following the November 7th school board election.
Warm and windy as we head into the afternoon. One more day with warm temperatures, 72 Colorado Springs, 78 in Pueblo. We'll see a cold front work across the region overnight into the day on Friday. Overnight lows will drop into the low and mid-30s, and a chilly Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 40s, Colorado Springs, mid-50s for Pueblo. Even colder temperatures by the end of the weekend on Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.